Test 70, Section 3, Question 10. Here we have an assumption. And it says, a recent study showed that people who address problems quickly and directly are significantly less likely to have gum disease than are people who react to problems by refusing to think about them. So avoiders are more likely to have gum disease than people who address it. Since stress can have a negative effect on the immune system, the study's results clearly indicate that some forms of gum disease are caused or aggravated by a suppression of immune system. Okay, so we're saying that stress is causing this. Here I was like, or maybe it's that people who, you know, don't address problems also don't take care of their teeth and gums, I suppose. So I felt like this was assuming that the stress was the thing that was causing the, you know, that the it's an immune system thing that's causing the gum disease, not something else. Painful conditions will interfere with a person's ability to address problems quickly and directly. I don't think we have to assume that, because we don't have to assume painful conditions interfere with the person's ability. I think it's saying that they're not dealing with it causes stress, and then that creates a suppression of the immune system. Refusing to think about something troubling contributes to a person's level of stress. Yeah, we do kind of have to assume that. So even though that wasn't necessarily what I was looking at, that is an assumption, and this argument had a lot of them. So B is good. People who have highly stressful lives tend to address problems quickly and directly. That, if anything, goes against it, because that saying high stress is what leads to addressing it quickly, and they should therefore be having more gum disease. So then D, people who tend to address problems quickly and directly will invariably seek dental care at the first sign. Here, it's the right idea. It's too strong. So it will invariably and at the first sign, those are too strong. The reason some people refuse to think about problems is that they find addressing the problems to be stressful. We don't have to assume why they're doing it, just that they are doing it. And so therefore E is irrelevant as well. And so B is our best answer.